From Montreal, that was Cherem Shena from their CD Best of Cherem Shena and Oi Preshla Zima, a song about winter. Vitaju vas vsich dorehi radio sukeci ta zaprošaju na radio predaču naš holos radio Krinskoho Korinja. Pri mikrofoni Pavlina djakuju što rišile prebuti zi mnoju nastupnu hodinu na vas čekaju cihavi novene I čudovu Krinsku muziku. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Jewish heritage. More from Peter Baker on the spring conference last year on propaganda and genocide. As well, we've got Victor's vignettes and he'll be taking a look at life in the old Soviet Union before the collapse of communism, as well a Rushnichuk story all about winter love. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, and we are going to be featuring songs on a winter theme. We started out with Cherem Shena and Oi Preshla Zima, and that's actually a song about nuclear winter, but let's not think about that, how possible that could be. Let's just stick with the plain old regular winter that we're all suffering through, at least in the northern part of the hemisphere. So coming up next, we've got Dunai from Toronto, Ontario, where it's in February, it could be pretty chilly. And here they are with a song called Ticha Voda Kalamutna, and that is a song about stormy waters and probably most of the water in Ontario in the middle of February would be frozen. However, out here on the West Coast, we certainly have our fair share of stormy waters in the winter. Here's Dunai with Ticha Voda Kalamutna.
Я не сумна, лев сердита, через тебе з ночі бита. Била мене мати з ночі, за Іванкові карі очі, ще казав, куди би ти, щоб Іванка не любити, ще казала, куди би ти, щоб Іванка не любити.
Up next, a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. As we discussed before in a previous segment, a recent conference held in the Ukrainian cities of Kyiv and Lviv in early June analyzed the lethal impact of destructive propaganda on community relations. The conference was organized and hosted by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Entitled "The Seduction of Propaganda, Mass Violence in Ukraine in the 20th and 21st Centuries," the conference outlined how propaganda used by totalitarian regimes provoked and legitimized violence against three peoples: the Jews in Hitler's Holocaust, the Ukrainians during Stalin's Holodomor or terror famine, and the Crimean Tatars in their deportation. The conference not only addressed the historical context of propaganda, but also revealed malignant themes being used in the current Russian disinformation campaign against Ukraine. Dehumanization and demonization are classic propaganda techniques that have been recycled. Dr. Ihor Shchupak, the director of the Tikuma Ukrainian Institute for Holocaust Studies in Dnipropetrovsk, revealed how today's Russian propaganda against Ukrainians recalls the exact same strategy and format used by the Nazis. Ukrainians have been depicted as rats and as aggressors. The implication here is that aggressive vermin need to be exterminated. Subtle as well as blatant anti-Semitic themes have also been used in Russian propaganda with an appeal to conspiracy theories. The Ukrainian national symbol of the trident has been merged into a Jewish menorah. Newspapers in Russian-occupied Donetsk have run material accusing Jews, as well as Americans, of fighting on the ground in the Donbas war. Conference speakers pointed out Russian propaganda against Ukraine does not need to be consistent. In conjunction with hinting at Jewish conspiracies, Russian media has created a very noisy campaign aimed at its own domestic as well as international audiences, accusing Ukraine of being fascist. Absurdly crude imagery has been used. For example, Russian propagandists have depicted Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk as the Nazi henchman Himmler. Canadian professor Marta Dichuk from London, Ontario's Western University noted propaganda is seductive, works on emotion, and appeals to deeper levels of consciousness. Russian propaganda has tapped the emotional connections of many Russians with the sacrifices of the Second World War in attempts to mobilize sentiment against Ukraine. The British writer and media expert Peter Pomerantsev, a former producer who has worked within the surreal hall of mirrors that is Russian television, pointed out Russian propaganda is highly tactical. Information and disinformation is used to intimidate, sabotage, divide, and conquer. Pomerantsev warned audiences could be highly vulnerable to these Russian propaganda onslaughts. People may have a choice of media sources and not believe Russian claims, but they may also not believe any other sources, and they may be drawn to emotional delivery. Russian propagandists play on audience cynicism and try to take advantage of any skepticism towards Ukraine. Pomerantsev warned the conference that if we cannot agree on reality, we cannot create effective policy. We cannot build a society if we cannot agree on basic facts. Despite these challenges, Pomerantsev believes post-Maidan Ukraine is a miracle. And when faced with Russian propaganda, don't repeat it, ignore it, and move forward. The war in Ukraine has shown how the 21st century is the age of disinformation. Disinformation must be fought with education. And truth is critical for democracy. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more, visit them at ukrainianjewishencounter.org and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. For transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, please visit the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Дощем до тебе сірим плачу, посором датися до сліз. І дощик ти моя невдача, що буде йти, що буде йти, що буде йти.
With sisters Olesya and Andriana Chuchman from Winnipeg. Olesya is still in Winnipeg at teaching music, and her sister Andriana has gone on to a brilliant career in opera. And that song was from a CD that they recorded quite a few years ago, and that song was called Doshchem, with rain. Now, rain is, of course, something that we get a lot of here on the West Coast in the wintertime. And also another distinctive weather feature of winter is wind. And we get that in windstorms out here, and people in colder areas get a lot of snowdrifts and just sometimes a miserable day of Cold Winter Wind. And here's a song sort of to that effect. It is called Vitar Via, The Wind Blows, and it is performed for you here by Millennia from Edmonton, and definitely I can vouch for the wind blowing in that part of the world at this time of the year. Here's Millennia with Vitar Via.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
I don't know about you, but this has been a very long and snowy winter in my part of the country. Цього року зима довга, остра і сіра. Борис Будний написав слова, Євгено Сідач скомпонував музику. Пісня називається «Твоя любов зайшла зимою». Imagine a harsh winter compounded by the loss of love. Borisa Nguyen's song is about just that kind of emptiness and solitude, and a love gone cold in the absence of warmth. Сьогодні заграю вам пісню про страту, про любов, яка простигла, охолодніла, не знати, хто відібрав теплоту. Любов зайшла зимою, але не будьмо безнадійні. Winter is everywhere you look, long, cold, and raw. All of nature rests in slumber, crystallized beneath the frost. But the time will come, winter will pass, and spring will trickle in like a river of relief. Then, in the warmth of the sun, we will again hear songbirds at the windowsills. It's just that it feels like forever, awaiting their return. From Rushnichok Volume 3, available on iTunes, here is A Winter's Love. Твоя любов зайшла зимою.
Одна довга істера, і все приспало у природі, криштальоване в мороз. Най прийде час, мене зима, потече річкою весна, тоді під теплим сонечком пташку почуєш під вікном.
Вже птиці відлетіли, теплі сонячні країни за собою залишили снігові лавини. Твоя любов зайшла зимою, твоїм подихом морозиною, твої слова обиді лено, полетки морозним небом.
And that was a song called Pid Chmarme, which means Under the Clouds. And it was performed for you there by a group called Obime Doshchu, which means Rain's Embrace. And that certainly is the reality for winter here on the west coast of Canada, at least the southern part of the west coast. But in other parts of the world, it is more likely to be snow. So here is a song by Kozak System on that theme. In fact, it is called Snih, Snow.
Печалі, що тобі до моєї тривоги, тихі човни, що стоять на причалі, і вода розбиває пороги. Що тобі до моєї любові, що тобі до цієї розлуки, якщо на місячному серпові з'являються знаки, лунають звуки. Твоєї тиші тримався за те, що було зі мною, але ніжність твоя така невтішна, і сніги летять над твоєю зимою, і блукає світло твоїми устами, і твої сновидіння такі примарні, і коли ти спиш, безнадійно зникають північні птахи в золотому тумані, але на всьому буде лежати сніг. І скільки би я не говорив про ща, вертатись до тебе все, що я справді міг. Щоб залишатися довше, ніж зазвичай. Проростає втіха, темна вода під важкими мостами спиняється, невагома і тиха. Тому що тобі до останніх трамваїв, що тобі до моїх освічень, це для нас із тобою так щемко триває цей нічний безкінечний січень. І хай це тепло зринає і виростає. Якби ти не любила свій перший сніг, я завжди буду лишати твої міста. Я завжди буду повертатися в них. Але на всьому лежати сніг. І скільки би я не говорив прощай, вертатись до тебе все, що я справді міг. Щоб залишатися довше, ніж зазвичай, ніж зазвичай.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto. All throughout my early years at school, I looked forward to studying American literature in 10th grade. How I would enjoy reading the English language works of such authors as Theodore Dreiser, Mark Twain, and Jack London. I just couldn't wait to enjoy all the delicious things in store for me. Of course, you know, things turned out much differently. When I entered 10th grade, I found, to my surprise and dismay, that the English literature course had been replaced with military translation. To make things worse, there were no specially trained teachers, no manuals, no textbooks, only a room with walls covered in posters and placards. Apparently, this hastily prepared course was the result of some mysterious emergency, but we were 16 years old and viewed it with pragmatism as well as enthusiasm. It was English, after all. And what, young boy does not find the military fascinating? Even the girls in our class were fascinated. Somehow even dry technical and military details seemed interesting when presented in English. During the course, boys and girls alike learned things like how to assemble and dismantle AK-47 machine guns and how to put on gas filtration helmets dating back to World War I. Sure, we learned the course material well, but none of us considered it more than just a silly game and an easy credit. Those of us who took the course like to joke now that we know the American Army as well as we know the Soviet Army, which is to say, not well at all. We learned about how an army operates in theory, but as for practice, we would make poor soldiers in any army, although we did get a taste of army discipline. Our class facilitator constantly berated us for coming to class in jeans and for listening to rock music. Looking back over the years, I could never see the sense in studying this material. I can tell you the names and order of all the military ranks, how squads and platoons function, what the term intercontinental ballistic missile actually means, and lots of other absolutely useless information. Sure, it was fun, but we were just children, playing with some adult war games, with tanks, bombs, and mines, and oddly enough, somehow, we knew all along that the game had ended many years ago. Many years passed since that time, bringing along some rather unexpected events: the collapse of the USSR, the rise of an independent Ukraine, and most recently, our former Russian elder brother, damn him to hell, waging a very dirty war with Ukraine. Never in our wildest dreams could my classmates and I imagine such a thing actually happening in real life. I am Serhiy Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
The
слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. From Winnipeg, Manitoba, also affectionately known by some as Winterpeg, that was the Ukrainian Old Timers and a song called Prairie Winter Blues. And I spent many, many years of my life in Winnipeg, so I know what it's like to get the Prairie Winter Blues. All you want to do is go somewhere down south. So let's go there now with the By Request Band from Steinbeck and from their CD Ukrainian Boys Gone Wild. Here they are with Way Down South.
Thank you.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get links to podcast feeds of all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter, and please like our Facebook page and check out our blog. Нажав ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Якщо хочеш щось мати, то не потрібно тобі на ману чекати. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you want to have something, you do not have to wait for manna from heaven. Well, that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. To take us to the end of our program, we have Zhito from Calgary, Alberta, and a song about something that will keep everyone warm in wintertime, wherever you may be, and that is called Chobote, or boots. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do побачення.
Купила чоботи з бугая, не бояться холоду нічого. Чоботи, чоботи, ви мої, наробили клопоту ви мені. Чоботи, чоботи з бугая, не бояться холоду, ай-яй-яй. А такі чоботи, що сідав, а за